Hey there. Welcome to Cageless, a conversation podcast about experiential wisdom and personal hope. I'm Jenny Johnson. I'm a writer, and I'm asking experts, thought leaders, and my friends to share their knowledge and tools on how they found freedom. Welcome to season one. You know those times in life when you look around and you're like, how did I get here? And you know what? Sometimes you're like looking at like a sunset and everything is ethereal and all the colors are bright. And then there's sometimes when you're like, how did I get here? And you're sitting in a closet in Dubrovnik, Croatia. I feel like Harry Potter, which how dare I? I'm not a Potterhead. I've never really identified with that series. I kind of hopped onto like the Pottermore wave whenever it first came out. What was that? I was probably like 13. I don't know. But I think I'm a Slytherin. So if that means anything to anyone, and I do go with the hair though. I kind of look like Draco. I actually got my hair done, this past week, which in a foreign country, I never thought that I would. There's a lot of things that I didn't think that I would do, but, I really hold on to my hair. Like as a Texas gal, my blonde is pretty precious to me and it has been messed up so many times that I'm pretty particular about the people that I let touch it. And usually there's only one and she's back in Texas and I'm not there. So I don't know. I felt like a draw, like a pull towards this place, which sounds a little hyper spiritual, but you know what? I am spiritual and the living God resides within me. And so that's kind of where that compass comes from. But anywho, I saw this place and I was like, you know what? My roots are really showing and I think I'm going to go in here. So I made an appointment with this woman who was so freaking awesome. She did the best job. And it's so hard to get like super icy hair really anywhere outside of Texas, I have found in the States. I've lived in a couple of different places and Texas just seems to know what to do with blondes. But this woman, she's amazing and very efficient, excellent pricing, like super blended, highly recommend. I am an icy blonde again in a very warm place. So yeah, that was a complete tangent off of nothing that I want to talk about today. Today we're talking about getting what you want. So, well, actually, I guess that is kind of in alignment with the theme. I think that getting what you want is one of the most intricate delicacies in this lifetime. And I think that not enough of us give credit to the power that we hold in our hands, and not even in our hands, in our hands and in our heads, because everything that you do flows from how you think about it. And like, yes, before anyone cuts me off, I understand that often this can come from a place of privilege and like education and opportunity that has been given to you. But I will also say that we live in an age that you are capable of finding tools and knowledge and access to so many different things and people and places at your fingertips. Like having the capability to look through YouTube, even like that's a brand new phenomenon that humans have not had the access to in the past less than 20 years. So in general, I think that getting what you want can only be found in alignment to knowing what you want. What's the phrase? I can tell you everything you need to know about a person by how they think about God. So whenever I mentioned this phrase to a friend the other day, walking through like nature, and he had brought up kind of like a counterpoint of just like, you know, what if someone doesn't believe in God? And I think that's what they think about God, right? Is that they don't. And so where does your belief system come from? What do you believe and why do you believe it? And this isn't, I don't even mean to make this about like religion. I mean to make this about like holistic being and why are you here and who created you? And when you lay your head down at night, what are you thinking about? What are you grappling with? Who are you talking to? When you are young, you fight with the devil and sin, which I stray away from the word sin. Let's use the word vices and the things that you think are going to fill you up, but then end up not filling you up and end up leaving you really empty. And the older that you get, you fight with God. And I'm not even 30 yet. And I have found myself transitioning from like, okay, I can name and claim a lot of the things that have hurt me and have not served me in the long run. And I've stopped going back, or have tried at least to stop going back to watering holes that just end up leaving me thirsty again. And I've started like arguing with God and being like, why are things this way? Why did you make me this way? Why can't I change this? How is this supposed to fit into my life? And, you know, all of these really hard questions that I've kind of found I really don't even need to know the answers to. So when it comes to getting what you want, I think the number one thing that you kind of have to figure out first is, who are you asking? Like, are you asking for, let's say something that you want is like you really want a relationship with someone. So like, I've seen a lot of like videos and lines of thinking of just like manifesting things, psychologically manipulating people, using dating tactics and things that you can wear and things that you can say. And it's like, okay, well, like that's how you get what you want. Like you want a relationship with someone. But maybe at the end of the day, it's not so much the relationship that you're looking for as it is the validation that you are looking for. Like you are looking to be loved or validated or seen or given attention to or taken care of or, you know, whatever. And like, who are you asking? Who are you asking? Because if you are asking another human channel to be that source of validation or love or approval, first of all, babe, you're not going to continue to get it from one specific person. And also, who are you asking? Like, if you are asking God, if you are asking the, in my belief system, I believe that God is like the source of love. God is love. And He gives it so, and I'm using he, but you can interchange that with she, they, them, etc. He is love. God is love. And that is kind of, this sounds so woo-woo, the vibration that I want to live in. And so everything else flows out of that. So if I'm asking the source of love, if I'm asking love itself to provide love for me, I believe that he will give that. And there's nothing that I can do, nothing that I can say, nothing that I can sacrifice that will get me to the love that is meant for me any quicker. So that is just like, that's like the very top tier of like getting what you want, because I believe that's what all humans want, is just like basic, you know, baseline love. Or at least that's what I want as a person that claims the human experience at this moment in time. Anyway, that got so deep so fast. There are other things that I want in this life, more granular things that I want. And for example, let's say that you have a goal in mind. You want to publish a book. I am speaking for a friend. I am the friend. I want to publish a book. Shocker, I'm a writer. I am working on getting a book published, a book out there into the world. And writing down, that's the secret, I think, is putting out your thoughts, ideas, and goals on paper. And there's a book, it's called Essentialism by Greg McGowan, I believe is how you pronounce his last name. And I will link that in the show notes, that it is much less about obtaining the goal as it is getting rid of all of the things that you don't want. So it's more like, if you can, this is a little heady, like getting rid of the excess rather than like the one thing. And it's very much an Eastern line of thinking. I'm trying to remember where I heard this story of a man went into a like art exhibit. An American went into an art exhibit in Asia, and he was looking at a painting, and the painting was just white. And there was like nothing else on it. And he was talking with the person who like ran the gallery, and he was like, wow, like this is, you know, very bleak, and like there's just like not much to it. And the person who ran the gallery was like, that's the whole point, is that there isn't much to it. We have taken away all of the other things that like crowded this specific canvas and allowed it to be what it was. So we took away rather than added on to. And that it, I do think that that's a very American thing to do, is just add. And in a lot of other cultures, it's more about taking away, like a sculpture, like chipping away the parts that aren't already what the artist is wanting. And I hope that that story was digestible in the way that I told it. But that's kind of how I've began looking at goals, and really just myself as a person, is like, what can I take away? What is not a part of my like core self that I would like to live inside of and outside of? How can I be the purest version of me? Not purest as in like good, white, clean, but how can I be the most undiluted, unadded on to, influenced in like not a good way, the outside voices and sources and things that I don't want to live in? Like, how can I live in love? How can I live from that core and not from outside sources that, like I've mentioned, I've gone to a lot of different watering holes. And whether that is, substances, whether that is anti-substances, like restriction, whether that is achievement-based things, and just like living out of a core of being and goodness and giving and generosity and love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control, because the fruits of the spirit, man, I love fruit. I have had some of the most interesting oranges here. They have seeds here in Europe, I've noticed. Is this just like a new thing that I've never had seeded oranges in the States? I don't know. Anyway, I want to live out of love, and I want to exert love as well. And any goal that I have, that's kind of the filter that I want to put it through. Is this good for me? Is this good for other people? Is this good for the world? And you know, I am learning to let go that like my life plan, or like even the goals that I have, they don't have to be perfect. I don't have to do things perfectly. I don't have to achieve anything, because just the act of trying is an achievement in of itself, you know? And so I think that when I've found, at least when I ask God, when I ask like my father, which is the way that Christians put it, when I ask my creator and the one that I believe is like the captain of my ship and soul and life, you know, this is a goal that I have, and this is something that I would like to have. Can I have it? How do I get there? And that sounds a little bit like just very passive faith. I am a extremely proactive person, like to a fault. Like I'm not a procrastinator. I'm a precrastinator. So like I think of problems before they happen and think of, you know, 12 steps ahead. But I joined a writers group almost a year ago, which is crazy, called Hope Writers. And I tell everyone that I know when they ask what I do, and like when I start talking about writing, I always talk about Hope Writers, because this group has been integral in my growth as a person and a writer and a listener and a learner. So Hope Writers, highly recommend if you want to go into like the creative writing realm at all. I learned that it's not so much about the very end achievement as it is about the steps getting there. So like figuring out what order your steps need to be is also really important. And you can't do that by yourself. A lot of the time, well, actually, I want to say all the time when you have a goal, you're going to need other people and you're going to need other outside sources of wisdom. So books, people who have more knowledge than you, partners that you can sift through ideas with, that you can practice with. But like with that being said, I think that having a goal is cool and important, and achievements are awesome. It's so much cooler and more awesome and fulfilling when you can give up those goals. I know that that's a that's a hot take, but I was sitting on the water, not sitting on the water because that's impossible. Actually, not in the Adriatic Sea. You can float because it's so salty. But I was texting a friend back home who, her and I are both from Texas, but we haven't lived there in quite a while. And her and I have had kind of a vendetta towards our like small hometowns and the ways in a lot of the ways that we've like looked at how they harmed us or hindered us. And we were talking about, as we've gotten older, we have come to a point of surrender to God, that this source of love with a good plan for our life, we're willing to give up the things that we want, even if that's a zip code, to have whatever it is his will is. It's more about the act of having an open hand and like giving up your plans and giving up your dreams and then letting this source of love meet you, because I have found that love's plans are so much bigger than mine and are so much more creative and vast and beautiful. I'm going to cry again. I almost cried last episode. But if I can say anything to anyone listening to this, it's that you find life when you give it up. You find hope and wholeness when you are willing to live open-handedly. Because, yeah, I don't know about you, but I've not always been the best captain of my ship. And I keep using water. I'm not a water sign. I'm actually an earth sign. So I've always been drawn towards water, though. I just think that water is a great metaphor. And being able to go with the ebbs and flows of life. And like, there's another phrase that's really helped me in terms of like mental health and struggling with anxiety is, what are some downstream thoughts? Let's not fight to continue this like cycle of harmful thinking. What are some downstream thoughts that I can just go with the current? What feels soft? What feels good? What feels safe? And like letting go and exhale. And that's how I've gotten what I wanted, because a lot of the time I don't know what I want until it's given to me when my hands are open. So there I am with all of the metaphors and parables and literary devices that I could possibly think of in this episode. I love you guys. And my butt kind of hurts because I'm sitting in a closet. But I'm so grateful to sit here and talk to everyone today. And I am also grateful for all of the kind comments and suggestions, which I always, always, always want to hear from you. I have set up an inbox that you can give a ring to, or a text to, if you'd rather use your fingers, to 903-871-5092. That's also in the show notes. Standard messaging rates do apply, and it can be completely anonymous if you want. So I do want to hear from you. I love you guys. And ask yourself this week, what are some downstream thoughts? How can I find peace instead of picking at the past or future. Let's just all float. Man, I really have to start talking like a normal person. But I love you guys. I can't wait to talk soon. As if I haven't been talking on this podcast all by myself, to myself, for 20 minutes. All right, well, that's it for me. Ta-ta. If you learned anything or enjoyed today's episode, please take a moment to rate and review our show. I would love nothing more than to hear your thoughts and topics that you're excited to dig deeper into. Tag me on TikTok, shoot me a message on Instagram, they're linked in the show notes, and don't forget to be kind to yourself today.